here at the 2018 CUNA Governmental Affairs Conference in this hustle-bustle town called Washington, D.C., where a lot of things happen here sometimes.
It's not boring.
It's not boring at all. And you should know because you... This is Lauren Culp, by the way, from the Cooperative Trust. You are, I called you the Pied Piper of the Crashers.
The cat herder.
Oh, the cat herder. That's a good... That's even better. I like that one. I like that. Well, how are you doing, first of all?
I am great. Great. A little sleep deprived, as we chatted about a minute ago.
You can sleep this weekend, all right?
I can sleep when I die. Like,
okay, that too.
We'll
that
sleep
too.
Later.
All right, that sounds like a good deal. In the meantime, you're having a great time.
Yep.
Showing the Crashers the ropes, I guess.
Yes. So
what are you guys doing here at the GAC? What are some of the activities that you guys are doing?
Oh my gosh, so many things. We just have a jam-packed schedule. So the Crash program is kind of like mysterious, and some of that is by design.
Mysterious.
But people are like, well, what are they doing in their Crash room all day long?
Yeah.
You know, what they're actually doing is they're getting to meet with a ton of different industry leaders. They got a session with Jim Nessel, which was super cool for them.
Nice.
You know, Ryan Donovan, Molly Bell came in to talk to them. Mm-hmm. The whole Filene team came in to talk to them, and they're getting to meet with the foundation, all these different industry leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting all of the different pieces of the industry. They're getting kind of this broad overview and getting to meet those people. So they're doing that. They're attending all the regular sessions. They're probably not sleeping much either because they're just going all day long.
I had one of the Crashers come here. I got here at about 6:30. Just kind of resetting up and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. About 6:45, I think her name was Sharon. I can't remember. But anyway, she goes, I'm kind of like an insomniac, so I just kind of showed up here. And I'm the first one here. And I was like, well, good for you.
That's amazing.
So she was such a sweetheart. But it was really nice.
They were at the CUNA Council's breakfast this morning.
Oh, they were.
She was
okay.
Right on time.
Gotcha. Yeah, she will be on time no matter...
no matter the hour.
Exactly. So, and then last night, you guys were at the Wegner Awards, the foundation's 30th anniversary dinner.
Yes.
And every time somebody said Crashers, y'all, somebody got
lots
an applause,
of
lots
for
of
Crashers.
Cheers. Yeah, that was really cool.
It was great. You know, Visa actually donated 20 seats for the Crashers to attend, and Beth Page donated 10.
What?
It was really, really wonderful to take
good
all of those folks.
Good people. So, and that kind of segues into, I need a post Thunder Punch report.
What happened?
Did everyone make it out alive?
Everyone did make it out alive. Or if they didn't tell me.
Okay. We'll find out later.
We'll do a post update.
Yeah.
Who made it out alive?
Exactly.
Yeah. But everyone
so
did.
How's it?
Yeah, it was great.
Good.
You know, as we think about kind of growing the program up a little bit, we are looking at things like Thunder Punch. And so we had last call at midnight, and I think everybody was able to get home safely.
Good.
Get a little more sleep maybe
good.
Than
yeah.
they had before.
Good.
So it was a lot of fun. There were some, some folks might have been breakdancing or...
Nothing wrong with
some
that.
Some of those industry leaders that you just never expect could whip out some breakdancing.
Really? All right.
Won't mention any names
here.
You know who you are.
All right. We'll keep that on the down low. All righty, sir. So let's talk about Crashers 2018 plans. What's on the docket this year? Because you guys have a full buffet of activities.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we have about 10 to 12 Crashes lined up right now, and we keep getting more and more interest,
good.
So we might be doing even more than
good.
A dozen Crashes.
Good.
I'm ready to pull the trigger on our new Cooperative Trust website as soon as we get back from GAC.
Excited to hear this.
Yep. And you might have seen our new logo has come out, so new logo, new website, and our mentorship program is piloting in... What is it? March? Is it March yet?
Almost tomorrow.
March. Yeah, it'll start piloting this month.
Really?
Next month, I guess.
Yeah. Thursday is March 1st.
Thursday.
Yes.
It's going to start piloting.
Okay. Good to know.
So we are thinking about like a guided mentorship program because we hear so many young professionals saying, you know, I wish that I could get a mentor, but it's a little awkward to ask. And what if what if they say no? What if they don't want to? And so the idea of the program is to match them ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get people who say that they want to give back in that way and then people who say that they want to be mentored.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do the matching. And then give them kind of a set time frame at the end. Everybody can go their separate ways, no hard feelings.
MentorMatchmaker.com.
Mentor, ooh, it's like online dating for a mentor.
Exactly.
And so we're about to pilot it and see how it goes, get some feedback, and then reiterate upon the program and then hopefully scale it and roll it out.
I'm excited to hear that. So, okay, again, the timeline on this,
Sometime in March is when we're going to, so we've already matched the people.
Okay. Oh, good.
We're hearing back from most of them I've heard back from so far that are all ready to participate in the pilot. So it's a 90-day pilot. We know 90 days isn't really enough time to know, to have a mentorship relationship. But
right.
for the purposes of gathering feedback enough so that we can keep building the program, it's the perfect amount of time. So about 3 months, and then we are going to start launching it again later this year to scale.
Okay. And so what are the parameters of this program? I mean, obviously the two people they meet and wisdom is exchanged and networking, contacts, all that type of stuff. And hey, this is what you need to do, this is what you can't do, and all that type of stuff. So that's basically it, or what's more? Are there more to it?
There's a little bit to it. Okay, so the idea is, well, first we'll match them. We'll give them kind of some guidelines, right? We want them to have an end date. We want them to set kind of an estimated number of times per month that they want to meet so that everybody up front is on the same page. They know what they're getting into. And then we'll touch base with them periodically. So we'll kind of give them like a launch, like here's your first phone call. And, you know, they might be on different sides of the country and just Skype, or maybe they'll use phone. Maybe they'll meet up at GAC or somewhere. So we basically will match them, give them some guidance, and then check back in with them periodically. So at the beginning, maybe more frequently, maybe every week. And then as we get further out, maybe just once a month. And so giving them some resources. So, you know, nobody wants that silence on the phone. The awkward, like, okay, well.
So, how's it going?
Yes. So we'll give them some resources that they can use if they want, and they don't have to use if they don't want. Okay. And just really help to kind of keep them on track, keep touching base if they need it, and if they don't, then great.
Right, but if they do, I mean, the relationship could even bloom and blossom
from
there.
Exactly, right.
It can be really, really cool.
We call it the liftoff at the end.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, they're 3 months, 6 months, whatever it is, comes to an end, and then everyone can go their separate ways.
It's optional.
But if both of them say, you know what, this just really works for me,
yeah,
then they can keep it going kind of on their own.
I hope it's the latter.
It's the latter, too.
Yeah.
But it's kind of nice, you know, we feel like people are more willing to get into something when they know that they can get out of it. And if you just have this ambiguous, like, be a mentor forever.
Good point. Yeah, exactly.
It's a little scary. So maybe a smaller ask.
Okay.
Just 3 to 6 months.
You guys have really thought this through. I haven't, so you're better for it than I am. So very cool. Anything else to wrap up here, Lauren? Actually, you're
going
to have the chat show tomorrow morning as well?
Oh my gosh, chat show tomorrow morning, live broadcast, right?
7:30, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll have it rocking and rolling.
Super awesome. Tansley Cerns, Molly Bell, Doug Layton, Tanita Webb.
Yep.
It's going to be a super great group.
Awesome.
Yes.
Looking forward to it.
Well, did I forget anything?
I don't think so.
This has been great.
You covered it.
Covered it all.
You got it.
Always a pleasure, Mike.
Always fun.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, okay?
Yeah, you too. I just want to give a shout out to Credit Union National Association for making the Cooperative Trust possible, because we couldn't do what we do without them.
Good people.
Yep. Our friends at Visa also love them.
Good people as well.
Yes. Great
Alrighty.
People. All right.
Good job as always.
You as well. Thanks so much, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Go get some rest.
Okay, right. Take a nap.